7 FM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we're going to switch to Wisconsin. Story came out over the weekend, an important story, that Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn running for governor, knew all along and did nothing about the snafus in the computer program that handles jobless claims, and then blamed Evers the minute he got into office. What's that all about? Here's the background on it. A fellow named Manny Perez was the first workforce development secretary under Scott Walker. And he has said in an interview that he went to Walker early on. Walker was elected back in 2010. Early on, he said, you know, our computers that handle jobless claims, unemployment claims, are really outmoded. They're very slow and they can't handle the volume that we have now. And if we ever come to a time when it really ramps up, it'll be a disaster. And Walker and Clayfish was Walker's lieutenant governor, in on his cabinet meetings and in on all of his decisions. Duchess of Foxconn was his Foxconn cheerleader. We're the girls from Foxconn High. We don't drink and we don't smoke. That's essentially what she contributed. But Walker and Clayfish decided, well, to upgrade unemployment computers means federal money, which is great because it's our tax dollars. Every other state in the country, all 49, except for us, it's federal dollars and upgrades their computer systems for unemployment comp. Why is that? Because unemployment comp is subsidized to some extent by the federal government. And they said, well, that would mean Obama's president and he would, quote, look good, end quote. We would be taking federal money from a Democrat. Forget that it's our tax dollars and our unemployed people who are supposed to be getting these benefits. So they lay in the weeds, the Duchess of Foxconn and Walker, two running dogs, two fellow travelers, laid in the weeds in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, it got worse, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. 2018, Walker lost. Evers is elected, and the Republicans did a couple of things. They passed lame duck legislation, and the Republicans on the Supreme Court upheld it, which said, and I'm not exaggerating this at all, that Robin Voss is essentially the governor now for a lot of things, and also the attorney general. They tried that in North Carolina when they had a gerrymandered Republican legislature and a Democratic governor, and a federal judge down there said baloney, that would overturn the election, didn't permit it to occur, held that those kind of laws were unconstitutional. Why didn't that happen here? For some reason, nobody went into federal court. They went into state court. State court at the Supreme Court level is essentially an arm of the Republican Party. And everybody in the state sits back and yawns and goes, okay, this Fighting Bob Follett's legacy gets torn apart. Okay, well, in any event, that's what happened. But also suddenly, 2018, Evers elected, sworn in 2019. Suddenly in 2020, a thing called a pandemic started, if you remember, and a lot of people got thrown out of work. Our unemployment went through the roof before we had relief from pandemic-related, COVID-related federal payments. And suddenly the computers broke down. And when I say broke down, some claims were processed, but they were very late. Everybody was complaining. And Clayfish jumps on the attack wagon and goes, it's Evers' fault. Evers scrambled, did everything he could. Remember, Trump was president at the time. to fix the computer system cost $80 million. They could have done it for half that amount if they'd done it 10 years ago. $80 million in federal money, and it finally came in. The Democrats did everything in their power to upgrade this. It should have been upgraded in 2011, 2012, or 2013, or 2014, or 2015, or 2016, or 2017, or 2018. But it wasn't, because Rebecca Clayfish and Scott Walker didn't want people to think that Obama should get the, quote, credit, end quote. What do you mean credit? These are our tax dollars. We pay in federal tax dollars. Every other state gets them back in different forms like this. Walker and Clayfish rejected it. Walker and Clayfish rejected $1 billion in train money. They rejected it and even paid a $50 million penalty for breaking a contract. How much in federal dollars do you think Texas gets for its space center? How much do you think Florida and South Carolina get and Virginia for their naval bases? We turned down $1 billion of our own tax money. And then they turned down $1 billion in Medicaid money. $1 billion. They said it should go to pay down the national debt of what, $28 trillion? Trump added $7 trillion to it. Goes from 21 to 28 trillion under Trump. That $1 billion on Medicaid did not go to the national debt. Went to California and Minnesota just to get more. The Republican Party are vandals. They're vandals. But then, to add insult to injury, the minute the computers crash, and they didn't fortunately totally crash, but some people didn't get their unemployment comp checks for months. Suddenly, Clayfish is on the warpath. Clayfish should not have been lieutenant governor. She wasn't qualified. She is not qualified to be governor, to run a state with a budget that before you know it, it'll be up at the $90 or $100 billion level. Certainly within a term or two of the governor's. She is simply not qualified. Go to the lines. David of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Hello. I've been listening closely to your talking about the Ruskies, and I just hate the feel of that I don't want to hate my brothers and sisters over in that country, but then again, I don't have any. And I'm thinking back to when our own mom said to me that the, this is a direct quote from our aging mom, that the Russian mafia were some of the biggest bastards, you know, out there. And then also I appreciate the stuff about Clayfish or whatever her name is. And yeah, boy, it just shows you how asleep people are. We're just, half this country is asleep, half the state is, and I just miss what used to be the great state of Wisconsin, and I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, thanks, David. That, you know, that's a poignant statement, and I'm very glad you called in. I miss the great state of Wisconsin. You remember when you were kids, you were growing up, nobody thought Democrat or Republican, they really didn't. If you had Warren Knowles or Lee Dreyfus or somebody like that, you figured, you know, okay, these are Wisconsin guys. And then, you know, if it was Pat Lucey or Marty Schreiber, Tony Earle, okay, these are Wisconsin guys. And they're all in the tradition of fighting Bob La Follette, honesty, integrity, clean water. We have more lakes than Minnesota. Minnesota has about 10,000 lakes. They claim they're the land of 10,000 lakes. I think we have 15,000 lakes or even more. And now you have nitrates, CAFOs, forever chemicals. You can't drink the water. Marinette County can't drink it in Wausau. They have CAFO. They have forever chemicals in Milwaukee, Madison, across Eau Claire, Rhinelander. Nobody says anything. The gerrymandered Republican legislature are not like Wisconsin. They're not of Wisconsin. They may live in Wisconsin, but they're slaves to out-of-state people, and they do not represent Wisconsin. So our Supreme Court doesn't represent Wisconsin. There's seven people on the state Supreme Court, nine on the U.S. Supreme Court, which is the big kahuna. I'm not talking about them now. I'm talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court. There's seven of them. Three of them voted to overturn the last election, not to certify Joe Biden in Wisconsin for Wisconsin's electors. Three of them. Three of them. Everybody what, yawns? Yawns? Can you imagine the Wisconsin Supreme Court doing that in the 1970s or 80s or 90s? Can you imagine what Fighting Bob La Follette would say about that? You're right. Wisconsin has changed. It's not Wisconsin anymore, but there are the seeds of Wisconsin in our state. I think that the solution is to keep fighting the way we do on this radio station, the way you do, the way a lot of people who are listening. And this is not a Democratic or Republican thing. There are people of high character in the Republican Party. I'm thinking of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, people like that. Even Peter Meyer from Michigan, there are others. Paul Ryan in the state. Paul Ryan came right out and said that Joe Biden won the election. It's really come down to a split in society where there is a large population, fortunately not a majority, who does not believe in the peaceful transition of power. We take so much for granted. We take separation of church and state and the freedom to worship and follow any religion you want, to write a letter to the editor, to call into this show, to even me say what I'm saying on this show. I'd be arrested in Russia. And we take all this for granted. Take it all for granted. And we can't do that anymore. And the peaceful transition of power started with George Washington. He didn't have to do it. He could have been king if he wanted. And now the Republican Party and their judges and their legislatures want to overturn that. We've got to fight. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.